there is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's start with local updates. And a delegation of Jewish members of South Africa's parliament has for the first time been invited to take part in a global congress in Washington, D.C. next month, which will deal with online anti-Semitism. Democratic Alliance Member of Parliament, Madeleine Hicklin.
I will be travelling with my colleagues, Advocate Glynis Breitenbach, Michael Bagrame and Darren Bergman. And we will be joining other interparliamentary task team members from across the world, from Canada, from Israel, from Central America, from Australia and from New Zealand in Washington, D.C. We will be meeting for the first time face-to-face to discuss whatever ways possible to prevent both online anti-Semitism and other forms of anti-Semitic attacks on Jews, because once one Jew is attacked, all Jews are attacked, and as we know, incidents of anti-Semitism are on the rise. I'd like to thank the Kaplan Center and the South African Jewish Board of Deputies for supplying us with the information that I used to write the papers, and we will present a report once we are back from the summit.
On to updates from abroad now, and it has been a painstaking journey in the past to build the Jewish community in Ukraine. And since Russia's invasion, which has forced a large volume of Jewish people to leave, efforts to rebuild the community are proving a challenge to those remaining. Jewish leaders are assessing the impact on their communities and believe that thousands are unlikely to return, in particular the approximate 12,000 who left for Israel along with their relatives during the first half of this year. In Odessa, a major center of Ukrainian Jewry, at least half of the Jews have left, and in Kharkiv, another former hub of Judaism in Ukraine, most of the 25,000 Jews who had lived there before the war have left. According to the European Jewish Congress, and based on data from local Jewish groups, up to 360,000 Jews were in the Ukraine prior to the outbreak of the war. News from San Francisco now, and its state university has officially complied with a 2019 settlement with the Lawfare Project's attorneys, which introduces legal action to defend the civil rights of Jewish communities throughout the world. Brought about by Jewish students, this was introduced following anti-Zionist groups on campus who shouted down an ex-mayor of Jerusalem during a recent visit, with the university taking no action against the perpetrators. It is also reported that the largest Jewish group on campus was prevented from participation during an on-campus fair. Also, as what is considered as a groundbreaking development, the university is now required to hire a Jewish student life coordinator who will be required to thoroughly address anti-Semitic activity on campus. The Lawfare Project has pledged to continually monitor the university's enforcement process to ensure that all of the terms of the settlement agreement are fulfilled. Well, Israeli children are heading back to school amidst a time of skyrocketing food prices, electricity and many other basic necessities. And the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, the IFCJ, is spearheading a program to help ensure that children will not be deprived of school supplies. The program will see the distribution of 11,500 vouchers, each to the amount of 300 shekel. It works out to $93. The initiative has been made possible from over 600,000 donors from around the world, with the distribution of the vouchers to be carried out in partnership with 55 non-profit organizations located across Israel. And the Sea of Galilee has for millennia provided Israel with its freshwater needs, but in recent times, climate change has impacted heavily on its water level up to a point where now Israel will rely on its desalination expertise to pump water from the Mediterranean Sea, remove its salt content, and then pump the treated water back into the Sea of Galilee to replenish it. The project is also expected to assist the development of agriculture in the wider region, in particular relations with neighboring Jordan, where Israel supplies the country with 200 million square meters of desalinated water every year, which amounts to 20% of Jordan's water needs. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.